Telecommunications lobbyists crowded a committee room in the Iowa Senate where Des Moines Democrat Janet Peterson was in charge.
Please come up to the table and we'll hear from you one by one.
The industry and the governor's office are keen on the bill to give property tax breaks to companies which build out broadband. But just like with past efforts, the bill is leaving some doubt that the incentives would actually work. The governor's legislative liaison, Jake Ketzner, has high hopes for the bill.
We're very pleased with the House version of the bill, passed 90-5. And we would ask that we move this bill as is.
But Democrats pushed back hard, questioning how realistic the bill is. David Duncan is with the Iowa Communications Alliance that represents over 100 broadband providers. He says some 27,000 Iowa households lack high-speed internet. Des Moines Democrat Matt McCoy pushes him to admit what a big problem that is.
You're saying that it's going to be a big challenge. It's going to take a lot of money and a lot of time to reach them all, is what I'm hearing you say.
Yes. Your words, not mine. But yes, it's not easy or cheap. The households who are unserved are the ones that are the most expensive to serve. That's why they haven't been hooked up yet.
And Duncan says a tax incentive would help. Senator Peterson questions that.
So where do we show that the tax incentive is actually going to benefit a farm or benefit a school or benefit someone living in rural Iowa?
I think the idea, it's an indirect benefit.
And that's Victoria Daniels with the Iowa Department of Revenue. Senator McCoy wonders if companies would cherry-pick areas that are not the neediest.
I don't know with this current proposal how that could be completely avoided, but I think it would certainly provide full employment for some attorneys in the state. So,
I concur.
Again, Victoria Daniels. The Branstad administration's chief information officer, Bob von Wolfrat, agrees the tax breaks should be monitored.
So I think there's a big accountability push to make sure that we're just not willy-nilly throwing money out for investments.
And Senator Randy Feenstra, a Republican from Hall, says rural Iowa needs help.
I mean, we're talking about a mile here, a mile there. I mean, I just think of Western Iowa. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a farm place or a small manufacturing place in rural Iowa. These are the places that aren't being connected, where a property tax incentive like this might dramatically help.
Senator Peterson essentially rules out giving the governor a clean up or down vote on the House bill.
Asking this to move through the Senate chamber without any changes is probably not going to happen.
And Peterson dismissed the panel with no action on the bill.
I guess I'm interested to see, is this really going to help us connect Iowans? I want to spend some more time with it.
Meanwhile, backers say reaching even the 27,000 unserved households is just a start. They say the so-called underserved with too slow internet includes tens of thousands more. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.